A few weeks ago, I proposed a new listener challenge. Come up with collective nouns for groups of modern people. We have a murder of crows and an ostentation of peacocks. But what should we call a group of DJs or a bunch of hipsters? We've been calling listeners to talk about their submissions, and I've got one of those listeners who sent in his submissions on the line. Is this Ken Burns from New Hampshire?
It is. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. So your name sounds familiar. You must be that documentary filmmaker, Ken Burns.
Yeah, I've been known to make a couple documentaries, yes.
Well, thank you truly and sincerely for submitting to our collective nouns challenge. Is this something you regularly do, go on public radio websites and participate?
I've never done it before in my life. I've just loved collective nouns since I was a little boy. My father told me about a murder of crows and an exaltation of larks, and all my life I've sort of thought about them and played with them and loved the stretching of our language poetically, lovingly, thoughtfully. It's like Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky, you know?
Absolutely.
You as a member of the gabble of NPR hosts know what I'm talking about.
Gabble? Gabble's a good one.
Yeah, I think a gabble of NPR hosts is appropriate.
One reason I love them is because so many of them seem fictional, but they are real. So us, you, the crowd, creating new fictional ones seems sort of appropriate.
I agree. And I've got four daughters, my bevy of beauties, by the way, that I have spent my life teasing collective nouns about, and they love it too.
Well, I want to have you read your list. You dutifully and obediently did all 10 of the ones we had on offer. So tell the world.
A something of conceptual artists, a harumph of critics, a scratch of DJs, a disdain of hipsters, a borrowing of indie filmmakers, a relief of IT guys, a crescendo of opera goers, a cluster of Trekkies, a possession of venture capitalists, and a contortion of yoga instructors.
Those are excellent, and I want to talk about a few. First of all, I guess you're not exactly or necessarily an indie filmmaker, but explain a borrowing. This is because indie filmmakers tend toward the homage of the previously made?
Well, you know, I felt when I was thinking about it and free associating, which is, I think, a key to collective noun fictionalizing,
yeah.
I just thought of maxing out your parents' credit cards or your own credit cards, and I just thought that this is what we're always doing, even in public broadcasting. We're sort of borrowing on the good faith of our listeners or our watchers, and that seemed to be appropriate, a borrowing of indie filmmakers.
And, of course, indie filmmaker could be a heavy overlap, in, if you made a Venn diagram with hipsters, a disdain of hipsters. Hipsters,
yeah.
And their most salient feature is disdaining the unhip?
I think so. I think part of being a hipster is to know that you are part of a small group of people, infinitesimally small, and the rest of humanity is something up with which you must put.
Up with which you must put. Nicely said.
Never end a sentence with a preposition.
Yes, I know, and I agree. Now, I think my favorite of yours was the conceptual artist one. Explain that.
Yes. Well, you know, there's something conceptual artists too often, in my humble opinion, sort of hide behind that concept, and often it's head-scratching for the rest of us. And I thought here, something of a conceptual artist seemed to be exactly, I don't know what, a something of conceptual artist.
It's fantastic, and it's so, in the conceptual arty way, meta, of course.
Yes, of course. It did have a meta component that I thought would appeal to conceptual artists who might then possibly forgive me for being a little bit too critical of their genre.
Yeah. And so, off the top of your head, this was not part of our regular quiz, but what should we call a group of PBS documentary filmmakers, if there is such a thing as a group of them beyond you?
Yeah, well, we're so obstinately independent, it's hard to say. That's a good question. Of documentary filmmakers, it may be difficult. My ancestor, Robert Burns, said, "Oh, with some power, the gift to give us to see ourselves as others see us." It might be a reel
A real
documentary filmmaker.
Well done. That's exactly what my producer, independently of you, just suggested into my headphones.
Well, this is the humdrum of the ordinary thinking.
The thoughts I had, just again, as I said this, were what one thought was a grant of documentary filmmakers.
Yes, or a gore, which is another sort of land grant kind of thing. Gore of documentary filmmakers,
yes,
but that
yes.
may be too obscure.
Or I thought a furrow, just because thinking of the earnest furrowed brow thing, maybe? I don't know.
Yes, and it also relates to The Harvest of Shame, one of the seminal documentaries
yes.
About the farm workers. So I like the furrow for its double, if not triple, entendre. And of course, for many people who watch documentary films, they have an inscrutability sometimes that may cause them to furrow their brows.
Exactly. It's an interactive furrowing. So I feel free to start using these, by the way.
Yes. No, I think that they become so if we use them a lot, particularly a scratch of DJs or a disdain of hipsters. I think we can do that.
Ken Burns, thank you so much for participating in our listener challenge. It was fun.
It was fun.
You can see all our collective noun submissions so far and add your own at studio360.org. We will reveal our favorites in a few weeks. Ken Burns' latest documentary is The Address, which traces the history and influence of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. You can find out all about that at pbs.org.